Gary McGettigan, you've got so many roles in this club. You're currently, I think, as a selector, but you're a manager, you're the media man, yeah. You're the coach, you're sort of doing everything. But no matter what you're doing, what does this mean to you and Setanta?
Oh, it means absolutely everything. It's hard to take in, because don't get me wrong, we knew coming up to play Carrickmore, we know enough about them, we knew it was probably a 50-50 game, but that's above, at the start of the year, obviously, you try and win the championship. When you got through it, we thought we'll try and give Ulster a rattle.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't have been too many as believed deep down that we would win it. It means everything. But see for some of them older boys, there, like Dakey, Coulter, Danny Cullen, them boys, it's brilliant for them, because probably would have been the last chance them boys would ever get it, won an intermediate championship. So brilliant for them. But as you said, I'm only a selector giving the boys a hand, but on match days, they end up being on the line with the manager. But Kevin and Niall are the managers, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
And to be fair to them, they have the boys in great shape there. Because Carrickmore teams over the year are always physically strong and fit. And if anything, we had the legs there in that last 5 minutes,
Bit of doubt over this game at the start. What was it like in the changing room and the dressing room there? Were you wondering, was this game even going to go ahead?
That's that day when we arrived ourselves. You wouldn't have seen the width of the pitch with the fog, So we're just damn glad it did go ahead now. There was a lot of, we went out to do a warm up and we still weren't sure if it was going to go ahead. So thank God it did. There was probably times there it was hard to see, thank God it's probably cleared up now more than it was earlier. So the fog had no real bearing on the game, thank God. Yeah. So
listen, when it did start, you started brilliantly, so you used it.
Well, it's complete opposite there last two games. We went 4 and 5 down the last two games. We got a good start today, all right now, and then then you couldn't ask for any more, and then 6 up half time, they lost a man early in the second half. You think, geez, that's going perfect here, and then they'd won 3 without reply. It was all square, and you're in an absolute dogfight then for the rest of the game,
But just managed it very well in the final quarter.
Managed it well, and that's basically down to the players on the field themselves. Yeah. There's nothing you can do from the line on days like that. You couldn't even get an instruction on. There's that much noise, purely down to the boys in the field. We're boys that are young, and they don't really fear anything. They'll take the man with every chance, and then you have a few other boys know how to, what's needed then, just to grind the result out, So just absolutely brilliant.
What's it like being a history maker?
I will not think too much about that at the minute, but when you look back now, I'm a Tyrone man myself, and no club from Tyrone or Donegal's ever won intermediate, so it's absolutely brilliant for us.
Listen, Gary, well done, congratulations, enjoy.
All right, sir, okay. Thank you.